This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since you said that, we got to jump ahead now because we do have an over-under on Mark Vientos' home runs.
There we go.
Okay. The number, and these numbers, by the way, that I'm about to get to with some of these over-unders, they are not made up by me. It's I forget which gambling website. I probably should give them a pop or something, but it was some kind of gambling website. I just forget which one that actually had these numbers. So these are real over-under numbers. This is not me just making it up. The Vientos number, though, is really low. You said he's going to hit 40, so clearly you're taking the over. The over-under on Mark Vientos home runs is 27.5, which is the number he hit this past year. Obviously, he also didn't play a lot early in the season because he was in the minor leagues. Over-under on Vientos, 27.5 home runs, Wardy. You going over, under? How do you feel?
I'm going easy over here. And this goes in hand with a great conversation I had with the Vientos family at one of the spring training games. We were at, I think, around the same time. Funny enough, they were sitting front row right in front of me, and I didn't know what they looked like, but Charles's dad looks identical to him, so I could tell right away. Talk to them. That was really cool. And when breaking it down and just evaluating Mark's game, he hit an opposite field home run that game that we saw, and just the confidence that he's had so far in spring training. He said how versus last year, as everything was really a sprint to just make sure he cracked the roster when he got up here and ran away with it. Whereas now he knows what his role is. He's comfortable here. And we saw him have the playoff heroics the way that he did. Missed me with the nonsense. I know he had some defensive issues, but he also made up for it with the home run ball and some of those same exact playoff games. So Mark in 27 home runs in 111 games last year. Why won't he get at least 30 this year, right? And now with the big counter with him, and this is exactly why he's only at 27.5, is because Vientos was also one of the luckiest batters in baseball last year per BABIP. So there's a big question as to, okay, he's going to be getting attacked a lot harder by pitchers this year. How is he going to fare? He's looked great in spring. We know that. I think we're going to get more of the same from him, but this will be a big test to see how he handles a full 162.
Francisco Lindor's over. Oh, by the way, I should answer. I never answer.
Yeah.
I was forgotten. Yeah, it's one of those things, and you laid it out beautifully on why they're disrespecting him. But sometimes in gambling, you hear a number and you're like, that doesn't make sense. And then you bet against it. And then when it's all said and done, you're like, damn it, how did they know? With that said, I throw it out the window. I think he's going to hit more than 27.5 home runs. I would take the over. I don't think he's hitting 40. I don't think he's going to crush that number. What I think is going to be really interesting is how many guys can the Mets get to hit 30 home runs? Because they've got a lot of guys who have that shot to get to that number.
How many times have the Mets in their career gone 30, 30, 30? Have three guys with 30 or 30 more home runs?
So I'm going to think back to 06. That's going to be the year that jumps out at me with Beltran. And I don't think David hit 30 home runs in 2006, though, if I have to look that up.
The answer is zero.
So
never.
What did everybody hit in 2006 then?
Wow.
I think someone came short. I think it was like 26 or 27 home runs.
Yeah, I think David Wright didn't get to 30. Here are the numbers right now. I'll give you the answer. Delgado at 38. Beltran hit 41. So there's your two by, they covered it easily. David hit 26. And that's it. Like, then there was no one even close. Reyes hit 19. Valentin at 18. Xavier Nady hit 14, which was only in half a season because they traded his ass. So that one doesn't count.
Yeah. There may be four guys on this team that hit 30 plus home runs. That's crazy, dude.
Let's go through this. Let's be fair. So we've already done the Vientos home run number. We're all taking the over right around 30. All right. You're going 40, but he'll hit over 27 and a half, close to 30. Juan Soto's number is 33 and a half. Okay. Last year, he had a career high in home runs. I think Yankee Stadium, though City Field's a great place for him to hit. Like, his power to left center field is actually going to be translating better in City than Yankee Stadium. And we all know his career numbers at City Field have been tremendous. So I don't even know if I could use that whole lame, Yankee Stadium argument. It's probably more the protection of Aaron Judge. I happen to think protection still matters. I know that there's a thought that it doesn't. But he hit 41 last year. He hit 35 the year before. His over-under is 33 and a half. Hoff, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, he's going to be over. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not going to say he's going to hit 40 home runs. That's not going to happen. But he's going to hit around the 35, 36 mark. He's just that good of a hitter. And he's not at that Barry Bonds point yet. But I think eventually he will get to that point where he sees a ball, it's over the plate. It's just going to go over the fence.
I couldn't. You
going over
more.
Under? How you feeling, Wardy?
Yeah, definitely going over, and I'm right with you guys. I don't know if he's going to get 40 this year, but he very well could get close to time because let's not forget, Juan Soto's been in the league for a while now, but he still hasn't even hit his peak prime. Like, that's the most insane thing about this, and that's exactly why they invested as much as they did into him, right? Like, the idea that this could be a guy that's consistently a 40-plus home run hitter for you while doing things offensively that only other two or three other batters in MLB's history have done since arriving in the league, you know, that's some great company. So, yeah, I'm going with you guys on the over.
I think he's right at that number. I think, like, if I had to guess, I think he's hitting 33 home runs. It's tough to take the under, though, because it's a half a home run. But I think that number is – I just think it's spot on. Like, I think that's the range he's going to be in. So I'll take the under, even though I don't really want to. But I think he's going to be right at 33 home runs. Why are you shaking your head off? Like, why is that so hard? I didn't say he's going to hit 220. I said he's going to hit 33 home runs.
I'm just laughing. It's okay. I would take the – I'm taking the over. It's all right. You could be wrong once in a while.
Let's get to Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso's number is 34 and a half. I'll save everybody the time. He's going to take the over on that. Or I'm going to take the over on that because I don't know what his average is going to be. Honestly, I don't even really care what his average is going to be perfectly honest. I think with Pete, he's going to hit a lot of home runs. It's a matter of how clutch they are. I think the big criticism Pete faced last year till the playoffs was how many of those home runs were pivotal? And we did a whole Rico where we analyzed every freaking home run he hit to find out if it was clutch or not. I think with the experience of last year out of the way, I think with the success he had in the postseason, kind of getting that monkey off his back, I do think Pete's going to have a really good year. I don't think it's going to be a career season. Like, I'm not going to tell you he's going to put together the Aaron Judge walkier numbers, but I think he's hitting 40 home runs. I think he's going to clear that number. So when I see 34 and a half, I'm like, easily, he's going to clear that number. I think Pete will hit more home runs than anybody on this team. I think he will lead the team. He'll hit more than Soto. I think he'll hit more than Mark Vientos. I think it's over 40. So an easy over on Pete Alonso at 34 and a half. Wardy.
Yeah, easy over as well. This is another walk year for Pete, but there's a different dynamic to it by having Soto in the lineup for the first time, one. But secondly, I think the most important one that can't be overlooked is him batting potentially in the three hole all year long, just maximizing every opportunity to get a guaranteed first inning at bat versus how many games over the years have we seen Alonso not get that because the Mets go 1-2-3 and that's that with their offense right away. So yeah, I think Alonso is not going to feel the pressure as much as last year. He's going to feed more off of that playoff run. And when looking in clutch time, we're going to get more of the Alonso of old back in 2022, especially hitting for opposite field if need be versus what we got over the past year and a half.